Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host, and today is Monday the 2nd, Happy Labor Day. I know this is the day where everybody's having some great food. They're boating, they're fishing, they're just relaxing, taking the time off of work today. And today's show, we were going to talk about the food strike. It happened last Thursday, where it was one of the largest food strikes in the country. And we just want to kind of talk about, you know, what I did here in Hampton Roads. I am from Hampton Roads, Virginia, where we have seven different cities. And basically, I kind of interviewed several people, went out and interviewed all types of backgrounds, because we have a very diverse area, from people, transit, people moving here, moving away, military, all types of different cultures here. So I just kind of wanted to get different opinions about the food strike, and to see what everybody thought about. Now, this is one of the campaign leaders. His name is Martin Raffanon. He's one of the campaign leaders, Reverend Martin Raffanon, and he kind of organized the campaign in St. Louis. I just kind of want you guys to hear what they were doing in St. Louis for this strike. This was big.
My name is Martin Raffanon. I am the director of the St. Louis 735, St. Louis Can't Survive on 735. Fast food workers going out today all around the city of St. Louis. They are going on strike for one day. They want a better wage, a wage that will be able to allow them to take care of their families, and also the opportunity to form a union without retaliation. So we have over 30 stores going out all across St. Louis today, and then these folks are going to build power to be able to form a union and to increase their wage. They want to do this for all of St. Louis. It's not just for themselves and their families and their community, but it's for all of us in St. Louis, because as their wages increase, the economy in our community will also grow. These are workers who, with additional dollars in their pockets, would be spending those dollars in St. Louis businesses. So they're asking for a way just to take care of the basics of their lives: food, clothing, housing, and transportation. Right now, minimum wage does not really cover that, and folks have to use government support. So government support is actually subsidizing the low wages of Wendy's, McDonald's, all of these fast food companies that are multi-billion dollar profit companies across the nation and here in St. Louis. So the time has come to say no to that. They need to pay a good salary, one that allows their workers to have what they need for their lives, and they need to give these workers a voice in the workplace. And that's what's happening across St. Louis today. These workers are taking a chance. They are very vulnerable. They have no union, but they have gotten to the point where they have to say enough is enough. We need to do something, and we need to create change. And that is what they're doing with community support.
Now, that's what happened in St. Louis. He's one of the community organizers. So kind of let's take it back what had happened. Last Thursday, thousands, about 50 cities, 50 to 60 cities around the country, basically they pushed McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's to increase their pay. A lot of the workers walked off of the different restaurants, so they wanted to unionize and wanted more pay, basically $15 an hour from 7:35 to 7:25. And that's what happened around the country. I was looking at it on the news, online. It was just, wow. And basically, the difference between protest and demonstration, this was strikes. you know, people were giving up their wages for a day. And I know this was kind of hard to do, but they all had a cause and they wanted this to happen. I remember when I had when I was working at McDonald's, I was getting paid $3.25, and I liked it. I mean, basically at that time I was buying, as far as every time I worked at McDonald's, all the funds that I made went back into the community, as far as Sony Walkman, paid for two of my proms, paid for just things I needed at the time. And I just think today, in as far as 2013, there's a lot more that a teenager or a family, I mean, because a lot of people who are working at McDonald's are, or a teenager, a family, or older elderly people who want to basically have a part-time income. So basically here in Hampton Roads, I kind of went out and talked to different people, and they kind of gave me some feedback on what they think. Now, this gentleman, he's military, he's from the military, and he gave me his feedback, and just hear what he had to say.
What do I think about it?
Yeah,
I think the fast food level industry is, you know, it's entry level. You should be making $15 an hour. I mean, doing what I'm doing right now in the military, I'm making less than that, you know? Granted, I have more benefits, but at the same time, you know, fast food is, it's always been entry level. You know, you're not going to be, if you're 30 years old working at fast food, you've done. And I hate to be sure to say that, honestly.
Okay.
Fast food, you know? Every friend I've ever had, it started out at fast food.
Okay.
You know, 17 years old, that's their first job.
Okay.
But then they move up, you know?
Okay.
So, people complain about not being able to afford an apartment working at fast food.
Okay.
You should be able, you know, I mean,
and he was giving his, as far as his opinion on it. Now, the people who put it on was the SEIU, Service Employment International Union, and basically they helped out. They've helped out in the past janitors, window washers, hospital staff, doormen, bellhops, security guards, home care people from home. So basically, most of the service industry people want their say, you know. And I think it's a, you know, I feel personally that it's good, but also it's also good to have incentives at the work, because it is an entry level type of position. But I still think it's good that in 2013, with technology and just the cost of living is a lot different than when I had it for $3.25. So I think it's really good. So now we're going to move on more. This is some more words here. Let's see what this guy, what he has to say.
So what do you think about the minimum wage? Do you think it should go? Or?
I think it should be increased. I mean, any employee you have at a small business or a big business, it doesn't matter. You should be able to pay your clientele. I mean, your client, I mean, the people that work for you. Sorry, clientele, but the people that you work for you, the cost of living rates that as today. I mean, it should have gone up a long time ago.
Okay.
The cost of living goes up every year, first to the minimum wage rate. Bottom line.
Because you own your own business.
Well, I work in the street. I do own my own business.
Okay.
Any of the people that work for me, I'm going to pay them $5 either way.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. I mean, small businesses, they'll pay what they can, but the thing is, what you should think about is big corporations like your fast food restaurants, your big chain restaurants, Walmart, Indian Target, all these people that pay their people bottom dollar, but yet, you know, they expect so much out of it, they're individuals. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, if they're a cashier, no matter what, there should be a place where, no matter your position, especially a big corporation, big business, they can afford it. Why aren't they paying the people more above small business? I think there should be something that says that if you're at a place in big business, if you're at a place where you're making this much income with your business, they should have to pay more. That means that your people are doing more. If your people are doing more, you should be paying them more. So why aren't they? They should be held accountable for it. Like even in the shipyard, even where I went to, small businesses, we got cut out. So we had to find work everywhere. Anyway, I still have my small stuff on, but I work full time also in the yard. And even there, like, we don't make the shit. You know? Everybody's got to make a living.
More insight here in Hampton Roads on Flavor Living Radio. So basically, I mean, the opinions I've got for on both sides, there were some that were majority that was for, and then there was a few that kind of voiced their opinion and they wanted kind of something different. But I did some research. I did some research outside of the United States, and I just kind of want to name. Now, the minimum wage, if you went to McDonald's in Norway or Sweden, the person who starts there, their hourly wage is $15 an hour in Sweden. In Australia, it's $16.37. Belgium, $11.69 in Belgium. New Zealand, $13.75. Canada, $9.25. Luxembourg, $13.86. And that's outside of America. I mean, and that their wages are a lot higher. So if you go to McDonald's there, that's what that person's starting as far as the worker there. That's what they're starting out. So now we are moving on. I just kind of want to move on. And this is from one of the she was a senator, and her name's Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she makes a case for as far as the food strike and the fast food, what they're wanting.
So I was very intrigued by the chairman's chart earlier about productivity. And it shows, as I read the numbers and also as I read the numbers that you cited, Mr. Dubé, that if we just started in 1960, not the high water mark for minimum wage, but a good time on minimum wage, if we started in 1960 and we said that as productivity goes up, that is, as workers are producing more, then the minimum wage is going to go up the same. And if that were the case, the minimum wage today would be about $22 an hour. So my question, Mr. Dubé, with a minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, is what happened to the other $14.75? It sure didn't go to the worker.
Thanks for the question. That's correct. Since early 70s, what we have seen is a divergence in the prosperities of different sections of our population. So, for instance, had the minimum wage kept pace with productivity since 1960, you're correct, it would have stood around $22 an hour today. Now, the answer to your question, who got the other $14, we can answer with the following comparison. Had the minimum wage grown at the same pace of incomes going to the top 1% of the taxpayers, the minimum wage would have stood at $33 an hour before the recession in 2007.
Dr. Dubé, in the studies of what happens when minimum wages have been raised, and you've done the county-to-county matches, were restaurants included in the employers in the measurement of whether or not people were laid off?
Restaurants were one of the primary samples that we looked at because of the high incidence of minimum wage workers. And again, restaurant employment in response to the kind of minimum wage changes did not respond on average. Now, again, is it possible that a single employer didn't lay some people off? Is it possible some employer didn't actually expand? That is difficult to say. The point I'm making is on aggregate in the restaurant industry for the kind of minimum wage changes we saw, we did not see employment change noticeably.
Okay. During my Senate campaign, I ate a number 11 at McDonald's many, many times a week. And I know the price on that one, $7.19. according to the data on the analysis of what would happen if we raise the minimum wage to $10.10 over 3 years, the price increase on that item would be about 4 cents. So instead of being $7.19, it would be $7.23. Are you telling me that's unsustainable?
Senator Warren, not all restaurants are created equal. I'm in the full service restaurant business. And McDonald's has efficiencies, and they operate completely differently than I do. I have many jobs that pay well above the minimum wage. We have a retirement plan. We offer health insurance to our salaried employees. So my business is a little different. I can't raise a 4 cent price. I mean, I don't operate like a fast food restaurant. So I would hope that you'd at least appreciate the distinction.
I do appreciate the distinction, and I'm not going to be in the business of being McDonald's representative, but I think they would talk about also having some higher paid jobs and some opportunities for management and advancement as well. But I get your point. Maybe it's only 4 cents on $7.19, but if your entrees are $14.40, we'll see how fast I can do the math. Are you telling me you can't raise your prices by 8 cents?
You know, it's typically when costs rise, we don't actually raise it just 4 cents. We might actually go a little higher. It has an inflationary effect on the economy. So you may actually be taking away the money you just gave that employee through the minimum wage increase and raise prices throughout the economy.
I have to say, you've now switched your argument from what it was going to do to your business to what it's going to do to the economy. And I think, Dr. Dubé, you've looked at the inflationary effects of increasing the minimum wage. Can you just give us a quick summary on those data?
I think it's uncontroversial amongst economists that a minimum wage increase of this sort would not have a noticeable impact on the overall price level, because it's just the math doesn't add up. The number of people who are getting the raises is not enough for it to show up in some kind of a wage price spiral. So the effects on overall price level, very small.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. That was Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she was kind of expressing that it would really cost a small amount to give to those who have a higher wage. And, you know, people would be more happier working there, and those who ordered from the different restaurants would be more happier too, you know, because they're happy. You know, happiness kind of bounces off happiness, you know, because, again, when I worked for McDonald's, and I worked for McDonald's for 2 years when I was in high school, you know, my dad was like, hey, son, you know, you need to get a job to learn the responsibilities. And I was kind of like, but when I started working, I had some money in my pocket. At that time in the 80s, we were getting Swatch watches, members only. We were just getting CDs because the internet wasn't here. So we were getting CDs, VHS tapes, because again, we were at that time getting those things weren't costing too high, but today, you know, we have PS2s, we have basically your cell phone, we have the internet, we have laptops, we have basically the cost of living. This with family is much more higher, and I just think it would just be a little bit better. People would be happy all. As I always say, 360, you know, full circle, 360. People would be much more happy. Now, again, we're going to move on, and I just wanted to get some more insight. Now, this was from this person is from New Jersey. They live in Hampton Roads, and they were giving their insight as well too.
I'm here. I just wanted to ask a question. I know you're from New Jersey, right?
Yes.
And you're here in Virginia, Hampton Roads. What do you think about the food shop? What do you think about food shop?
Well, I think anybody has the right to ask for additional money, but they also got to remember that it's probably going to result in additional prices.
Okay. So you're saying as far as the Big Mac will cost a lot more?
Yeah, I think so.
So you, because I was hearing that may, you know, to help us out with the wages, they would just have to add additional 17 cents to the Big Mac. And that's not really that. But you're going to be higher than that.
Yeah, I think it probably would end up being higher than that.
Okay. Wow. So do you think what wage would be? I know the minimum now is $7.25. So what wage do you think it's fair? You think
it's hard to say. I don't know how much it costs to run the business, but I mean, I think when I first started working, minimum wage is like $1.90 or $2.20 or something
right,
like that.
Right. When I started, it was $3.25.
So, I mean, everything's gone up, but, I mean, when you ask to double your wage, you're probably asking to increase in prices, and it's all relative.
Well, you know, I was thinking, do you feel today with the technology today, because we're buying technology, so you have to buy a cell phone, we have to buy a laptop, we have to buy this, everything is a lot higher than it was when we didn't have a laptop or a cell phone. So,
That's right. So
for a teenager today to have internet, cell phone, and laptop is hot.
Yeah, it is. It is much. You know, it's really tough to say. I don't, you know, it'd be nice to be able to earn that kind of money. You know, in certain areas you kind of have to. But don't know what's going to, what it would result in otherwise, because normally costs go up and wages go up.
Right. So what advice would you give somebody or as far as the wages? To meet up with today's time?
It's tough. I'm confused about today's time myself. I mean, it's hard to say how you go out and make more money. Everything's pretty much changed, you know. So labor doesn't seem to be worth what it used to be because, like you said, with automation and all, sooner or later, we might not even have fast food workers, you know. So.
Thanks, because you're from up north. You live up north. You're raised there. So I know you kind of know about that. So I hope that you get the higher wage. You know, I mean, it'd be good compared to, but like you said, hopefully it's fair.
Yeah, hope so too.
Restaurants, in my opinion, are entry-level type jobs.
Okay.
So they get you something on your resume, They get you, you know, they get you your feet on the ground and get you to a place where you use some set of skills.
Okay.
But you're supposed to go from your entry-level job to something that you decide to do.
Right.
And so if entry-level jobs decide they're going to be $15 an hour, that's really not cost-effective business-wise. It's
okay.
Not really a good business part. I don't really get it. I understand people want more money, but go look for a better job.
Okay.
Don't just try to stay where you are and don't want to do better for yourself, thinking that you're going to get paid more for it.
Do you think that, when I grew up, we had to buy, I'm telling all my stuff, but we bought, cassette, TV, Sony, Walkman, but today, they have to buy, cell phones.
Do you think
the wages, it meets the times with today's time?
It does, but also, some things are just a priority.
Okay.
You gotta set your priorities. If you're leaving outside of your means, then you have to cut back somewhere.
Okay.
It's not just because everybody has a cell phone, everybody has it, doesn't mean that you're supposed to have it. If you can't afford it,
okay,
then you have to go without it or get something better that you can afford.
Okay. Okay.
So, it just kind of depends on how you spend and how you save your money. When you get the check, do you take money out and save it,
okay,
or do you spend it all and try to save after you spend it all?
Okay.
You just gotta reprioritize what you want.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I everybody wants more money, but if you want more money, you're going to have to raise your skill level to get what you decide what you're going to be, raise your skill level and set your goals in mind. But you're never going to give you any money for not doing anything.
Gotcha. Wow. All right.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, that was a different angle as far as the strike that happened. Again, my thoughts, I want this to happen. I hope it's going to happen, and I feel it's going to happen. But at the same time, she also had a point, too, as far as saying it's an entry level and basically, you know, it's priorities. But again, today in 2013, there are families, there are people having two jobs, two part-time jobs to make it. So even minus the cell phone and the technology, they're thinking about their needs as here in America, you know. Now, I talked to another gentleman. He was a future lawyer, and I just want to bring up what he was going to say. He's going to be a future lawyer.
So you're from Massachusetts. So tell me, what do you think about the present class situation?
See, what happens like that, like, basically, like, in Naples, so many people here have, like, jobs now, like, that's what's, like, so horrible about the whole thing.
Okay, so you're saying you feel it's not good?
No, like, I feel like it's, like, horrible for so many people that are, like, trying to support their families. There's, like, hardworking people that, like, aren't, so, like, you have so many people that are mooching off the government. Then you have these hardworking people that are like actually trying to do it legitimately.
Okay.
And you have these hardworking people that are trying to do like the right thing or whatever, and they're getting laid off. And it's horrible for like our like a economy, like it's gonna come back to bite us in the ass.
What do you think? Do you think the wages should go higher for the faster?
So my whole life I've always pushed for higher salary wages for everybody.
Okay.
Like, why shouldn't people get paid more, like, you know what I mean, to be able to support their families? We borrow millions and millions of dollars from one of these, like, countries forever. Like, where does this money go? Like, where does my money go? Like, I mean, like, why can't it be towards the citizens of the United States?
Well, there you have it. I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in to Flavor Living Radio. And today, again, happy Labor Day. Have a enjoyable day, great food, and also, you know, share insights and give good advice and stand up for your goals and your beliefs. And have a great Labor Day.